The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm a national NBA reporter for BasketballNews.com. We're with you today on a Sunday afternoon to go over the latest in the Kevin Durant situation. We're seeing some interesting movement, I must say, as it relates to Durant and where he can land if it's not the Brooklyn Nets. DraftKings has been keeping up to date, and a team that I had not really considered much has really risen up the ranks over on DraftKings. We're going to dive into all that today, the latest odds, what could happen as the dominoes begin to fall. And then now we're going to go into what the latest is on Kevin Durant. So we're going to dive into all that. Make sure you read BasketballNews.com. Make sure you subscribe to the BasketballNews.com podcast network. Make sure you're following me on Twitter if you haven't already, at Esidery, at E-S-I-D-E-R-Y. So let's go ahead and look at the player team odds here over on DraftKings. There's been some notable movement today here on Sunday. The Toronto Raptors are now plus 350 odds to land Kevin Durant. They're in second behind the Phoenix Suns at minus 140. The Suns have fallen from minus 225 to minus 140. The Raptors have seemingly gone from over plus 1,000 to now plus 350. And then from there, you have a huge cluster of teams. You have the Heat and the Bulls at plus 1,000, the Nets at plus 1,000. Then you have the Blazers, the Sixers at 1,100, and the Pelicans at 1,500. So a lot of teams really after that into the mix here, but it kind of shows to me that it might be a two-team race behind the scenes here for Kevin Durant between the Phoenix Suns and the Toronto Raptors. We already covered on the show here what the Suns can offer. It could be DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, all their future draft picks. They can rope in multiple teams to make an even more enticing offer to their Brooklyn Nets. So I think that's a very realistic possibility. That's where Kevin Durant wants to go as well. It's his top destination is the Phoenix Suns. So I definitely would still lean the Suns being the favorites here for Kevin Durant. The odds do reflect that. But dropping from minus 225 to minus 140, it's making me personally want to put in a wager on that because it feels like as the odds lower, it could be the best value you can get on Kevin Durant to the Phoenix Suns. So keep an eye on Durant's number lowering from the Suns' perspective because I think the Suns don't want to gut their whole roster. But I think in order to land Kevin Durant, it might be necessary to do so. So I think the Suns are holding out for at least one of Cam Johnson and Mikal Bridges not be included. But I think in the end, in order to get Kevin Durant, both will have to be included here. So keep an eye on the Suns here at minus 140. If that gets even closer to plus money, I am going to hammer that to oblivion, folks. That's just a huge heads up there. So if it gets closer to plus 100, I am definitely going to be all over that from the Suns' perspective for the betting odds for Kevin Durant. But second place, the Toronto Raptors. Mark Stein reported earlier today that the Raptors reportedly have no untouchable players in the roster, which is very interesting because that means Scottie Barnes could be available, the rookie of the year. That means Pascal Siakam, a star wing, could be available. That means OG Anunoby could be available. Fred VanVleet could be available. There are a number of players on the Toronto Raptors that can make this work, and it's almost like Kawhi Leonard 2.0 from 2019 where no one thought that he would go to the Raptors and be happy there. Turns out they're a really good team when Kawhi gets there. They win a title. Kawhi eventually leaves, but they still win a title for the Raptors. Maybe it's a similar situation here. They know Kevin Durant would not want to be there long-term. They know, hey, suck it up for 1 year. You can ask for a trade again next offseason if it doesn't work out. Let's go ahead and try to win a title. Like, maybe that's a scenario that I could look at here. Masai Ujiri, the Raptors GM, is one of the most unpredictable people in the NBA from a trade perspective. So I'd certainly keep an eye on the Raptors there. And that movement is notable because going that high up in the odds is certainly interesting to me. Going from over plus 1,000, now they're down to plus 350. The next team in the line behind them are the Nets, Heat, and Bulls at plus 1,000. So very sizable gaps between the Suns and then the Raptors and then the Raptors to everyone else. So two-team race now, in my opinion, between the Phoenix Suns and the Toronto Raptors. What would be the most interesting package, though, for Durant? Like, what would Sean Marks, the Nets GM, want to do in that situation? Because it feels like, to me, honestly, I would lean towards the Raptors here because if they're indeed offering Scottie Barnes, that feels like a very, very easy scenario that you'd accept there. Maybe even OG Anunoby and some picks. This is where it gets very interesting. I'm going to be writing a story on this on BasketballNews.com dropping later on Sunday evening, but reassessing DeAndre Ayton's market here. I'm going to dive into DeAndre Ayton real quick. What could be a win-win-win three-team trade that I just came up with between the Nets, the Raptors, and the Phoenix Suns, where everyone wins in the end. But let's go ahead and do a quick advertisement break before I dive into that trade before we close out today's show. And it is with NBA Top Shot. Steph Curry's record-breaking three-pointer, Jason Tatum's buzzer-beating alley-oop, Ja Morant's poster dunk. NBA Top Shot is where the greatest moments from NBA history are turned to official licensed digital collectibles. NBA Top Shot has evolved trading cards by making it easier to buy, sell, and collect by removing the hassle of grading, shoebox, and shipping fees. You can buy or sell moments in a few clicks and access them at any time on your phone or computer. Your collection is always at your fingertips. Start collecting Top Shot moments in any way you want. Collect rookie moments from future stars like Evan Mobley and Cade Cunningham. Collect throwback moments from former NBA stars like Shaquille O'Neal and Allen Iverson. Or collect moments from your favorite team to gain access to exclusive perks. Grab your starter pack today and Top Shot will give you $20 back to start your collection and pick up some of your favorite moments in the marketplace. Go to about.nbatopshot.com/bballnews and get in the game today. Again, that is about.nbatopshot.com/bballnews to get in the action of NBA Top Shot right now. So let's close up the show here going over what I think is a very much a win-win-win trade that I came up with between the Toronto Raptors, the Brooklyn Nets, and the Phoenix Suns. So we're going to craft it out here live on the show. I already did it behind the scenes, but I'm going to pull up the trade machine here and craft it out with you guys because I feel like it truly could be a win-win, and we can throw in another team or two into the mix if we want to. But let's build this out. Let's get the Suns up here. Let's get the Nets up here. And let's get the Raptors up here. And why I'm throwing the Raptors in here is because they've been very silent in the free agency so far. They re-signed Chris Boucher with really nothing else. They added Otto Porter Jr. But they still have a huge need at center. I do think DeAndre Ayton could be in play here. If they can get DeAndre Ayton for less value than expected, I certainly could see the Raptors getting involved here in a three-team trade between the Nets and the Suns, where the Nets ultimately send Kevin Durant to the Phoenix Suns. So I like the possibilities there. Let's go ahead and pull up the trade machine and get this going here. Because let's start off with DeAndre Ayton, because it sounds like he's not going to get a full max offer anywhere. He's got to settle for less than the max, which I think might be more like a $28 million per year. So let's throw DeAndre Ayton into a sign-in trade where his starting salary next year is $28 million. So we'll send it over to the Toronto Raptors via this sign-in trade. So Ayton goes out to Toronto. Now, for Toronto, sending back in this scenario, you would not be sending this stuff back to Phoenix unless it's a separate trade, which I don't think would be happening here. I think the longer DeAndre Ayton waits in the trade market, I think the better chances for the Suns, because I think that means it's a huge three-team trade where Ayton eventually goes, Durant eventually is rerouted to the Suns. So I like DeAndre Ayton on this Raptors team. I think he's a perfect fit next to Pascal Siakam, Scottie Barnes, and that young core. So I would definitely, in this scenario, entertain DeAndre Ayton, the former number one overall pick on the Toronto Raptors. And what I would send back here under this scenario would be Kem Birch, who is a backup center, cheap center, under contract for two more years. So let's send Kem Birch to the Phoenix Suns. Now, let's go ahead and throw in here OG Anunoby. Now, you might be wondering why exactly would the Raptors do that. We've been hearing OG Anunoby trade talks for a while now. I think there could be some smoke behind it. There could not be. But the Raptors were in the market for an elite center. If they view DeAndre Ayton in such a way, like an elite center, I think OG Anunoby could be worth the price there. Or if they don't want to give up OG Anunoby, Gary Trent also works out here, plus a draft pick. We know the Nets want draft picks. So instead of OG Anunoby, because I do believe if the Raptors aren't getting Kevin Durant, they're not going to give up OG Anunoby here, they'd definitely be willing to give up Gary Trent. So let's throw in here Gary Trent to the Brooklyn Nets, and let's throw back as well a future pick to the Brooklyn Nets, and as well throw in another protected pick down the road to the Brooklyn Nets. So you're getting a number one overall pick in DeAndre Ayton for next year's first, a future protected first, and Gary Trent. That's a win. You do it every time for Toronto Raptors, in my opinion. I think Ayton's a perfect fit in Toronto, like I mentioned. So your starting lineup at that point would be Fred VanVleet. And then as well, let's go through the Raptors roster here. You'd have Fred VanVleet, which would be a steal. You could throw Otto Porter in here as well because he could be a starter now. So let's throw in here Fred VanVleet, Scottie Barnes, OG Anunoby, Pascal Siakam, DeAndre Ayton. That is a hell of a starting five. I love that. I mean, if you throw in VanVleet, I mean, VanVleet's already a solid player, but you throw into the mix Otto Porter, OG Anunoby, Scottie Barnes in the wing. You put Siakam, and you also put in Ayton in the inside, and you put Fred VanVleet on the outside. That's a really fun, versatile unit there. So I love that idea. for Brooklyn, you get back two extra picks here in this scenario too. So I do like that as well for them. Gary Trent's a very solid young player as well, in my opinion. He's very much blossomed in Portland and Toronto. So he could be a very much an enticing package for Brooklyn. And then for Phoenix here, this is where it gets fun because now they get DeAndre Ayton's salary off their books. They add back Ken Burch, who is a cheap center, but you're going to need cheap guys on this roster moving forward here. So let's go ahead. We have Ken Burch already on the roster. For the Suns, DeAndre Ayton in a signing trade where he only makes $28 million, he only counts $14 million as outgoing salary. So the Suns need to add up a lot of salary here to make it work for the Brooklyn Nets. You still need to send out about $30-plus million. So I think this is where it gets fun. You get to send out Mikal Bridges to the Nets. You send out Cam Johnson to the Nets. And then at that point, you're at $44.3 million between Gary Trent Jr., Mikal Bridges, and Cam Johnson. Now you have Kevin Durant, who is at $44.1 million. You send him to the Phoenix Suns. Almost an exact salary match at that point. And then let's go ahead and see here. You could also, with the Raptors, looking through the deal here, they have $24 million in outgoing salary and $28 million in incoming salary. So they certainly, they're still $10 million under the tax. So they can still fit in here if they wanted to. Actually, no, they couldn't. Apologies, because Otto Porter is not on their books just yet. So it looks like here this would be the package. Let's see if it works on here. It does. It certainly does, folks. And this is a very, very fun one. Because if you want, you can throw in another team into the mix here. If you want to include a fourth team, maybe you could take back some salary under this scenario. But let's see here. Yeah, for the Raptors, you would need to include Ken Burch in this scenario. Because I just tried it without Gary Trent. And you would need to include at least $5 million plus more in salary. They're not going to put in Precious and more young assets onto that. So I do think that maybe let's try with Precious. And then let's throw in Svee Mykhailiuk's salary back to the Suns here. Does that work? It does not. You still need to set $120,000 in salary. So we can still look through the Raptors roster if you want to throw in more guys. Maybe Delano Banton. Maybe Armani Brooks. Maybe he could be a guy you throw back in there as well. So let's throw Armani Brooks back in here. Maybe that could be an interesting little thing where you can slip out to the side here. Yeah, this works. This works. And this is actually a really fun one. So here is the trade. I just crafted this on the fly with you guys and I actually added more onto it than I was anticipating where I think it works out better for everyone. You don't have to include Ken Burch's salary. You get a better player in Precious Achiuwa who would go back to Brooklyn in this one as well. So I love this. I think it's a really, really good trade. So here it is. We have Kevin Durant going to the Phoenix Suns. We also have Svee Mykhailiuk and Armani Brooks from the Toronto Raptors going back to the Phoenix Suns as well as minimum salaries. Let's also go here to DeAndre Ayton to the Toronto Raptors. So I think that's a big win for them, getting DeAndre Ayton for a cheap price, in my opinion. Gary Trent Jr. and Precious Achiuwa are the main salaries here that go back in this deal, plus picks. And I think that's worth it. I mean, Precious Achiuwa is a fun prospect, but I do believe that DeAndre Ayton is a better player. So, for Brooklyn here, you get Mikal Bridges, you get Gary Trent, you get Cam Johnson, you get Precious Achiuwa, you get one first-round pick at least from Toronto here, maybe more. I don't know if two would be enough there because you're throwing back Precious. So maybe it's just one pick. Maybe it's just one. But if not, maybe you can have another one where you can get two. But you at least get another extra pick or two from the Toronto Raptors if you're the Nets. You get back two young players in Precious Achiuwa and Gary Trent, and you get the rest of the Suns draft for the next 7 years. So you get nine draft picks here. You technically get five or six draft picks, multiple swaps. You get Mikal Bridges, you get Gary Trent, you get Cam Johnson, Precious Achiuwa, potentially four new starters on your team, or at least three, in my opinion, with Gary Trent, Mikal Bridges, and Cam Johnson. So I think that's a huge win for them. So crafting that trade through here on the fly for you guys, I think this could be the one. I think this really could be the one. Durant and expiring minimum salaries back to the Suns, DeAndre into the Raptors, Gary Trent and Precious Achiuwa and a pick to the Nets. You also throw back in here for the Nets, Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson in there as well. So that feels like a win to me. I mean, you're sending out Mikal, Cam, DeAndre Ayton, and also your entire future via the draft. But you're getting back Kevin Durant and the Raptors are kind of sweetening the trade for you where they're sending out multiple young players an extra pick to make the price easier for you. You still have to give up the twins, as they call them in Phoenix, Cam Johnson and Mikal Bridges, but I think the price is worth it there, in my opinion. So that is it for the episode today of Nothing But Bets, guys. Appreciate everyone listening in, as always, to the podcast. We're with you guys every single day to give you the latest on the NBA betting tracks. But in the meantime, lock in your KD bets, and happy Sunday to you.